The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Now, bin collection companies have seen a surge in household waste since the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak a couple of weeks ago. So, are people eating more food at home and now that they can't go out to restaurants, and therefore are they creating more rubbish? Well, to tell us more, Managing Director of Panda's Recycling Division, Des Crinion, is on the line. Des, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, tell us, has there been a surge in household waste?
Yes, we have. We're definitely seeing changes in consumers' attitude. The first thing is, I'd say compost is up, but we have to be a little bit careful. That can be an increase in food waste, but it also, we're seeing some good weather. People are at home, they're mowing their lawns, they're tending the gardens. So there's two things affecting the compost. So I wouldn't say it's just all food waste. We probably saw a bit of a spike over the last 2 weeks, but I think it should ease off now.
Yeah. Now, you have to advise people about food waste and putting it in the brown bin.
Yeah, that's right. Please only put the food waste in, put no packaging in. You can put soiled papers or tissues in because they will break down, but food waste only, so no plastics, no foil packaging, nothing like that.
What has happened to your commercial refuse collection service? Is that kind of at a standstill?
Yeah, we've seen a huge drop in our commercial business. We're down at least 50% and it's growing every week, unfortunately. But what that does mean, it gives us the extra capacity to deal with the household. So I suppose the good news from this is that every household can be guaranteed their collection is happening and will continue to happen, and that the market is working correctly. You know, there's no backlogs, there's no problems with either the waste or, more importantly, the recycled materials moving and getting recycled.
Now, what about your operators, the people on the trucks and so on? How do you protect them and how can they socially distance? I mean, sometimes you see a couple of guys at the back of the truck, sometimes you see a couple of guys in the cab.
Yeah, no, that's correct. It's been a challenge we had right through the business. But 4 weeks ago, actually, we implemented very strict and stringent rules throughout the company where trucks used to park in one yard, we split them up into many different yards. So we're not having a lot of people congregating at start times. We start each run at a different time, so each truck leaves the yard at a different time. When the guys are in the truck, we're trying to keep them as separate as possible. If not, we're keeping the same crew on the same truck. So the truck is disinfected before the run, the truck is disinfected after the run, the crews have their PPE, and it's the same people together at all the time. And we've had to do that right through the company. So if you can imagine, we have quite a number of call centres. They've been split up, a lot of people working from home. We've set up new call centres. And the same with our processing facility. So we have hundreds of people actually processing the recycled waste, and we've had to split the teams up, make sure that the AM and PM shift are not mixing, make sure the plant is totally disinfected before and after shifts. We split the meal time, so it's been quite disruptive, but I'm glad to say that we've managed to keep going. We've had no infections in the company and we're offering service as usual.
Now, when you get the recyclable waste, and it can be anything from Tetra Paks, plastics, cardboard and all the rest of it, and you split it up in your recycling centres and some of it has to be discarded and go for incineration, I suppose. Is there still a market now, given what's happened globally, for that recycled waste?
Ironically, Pat, the market is quite good at the moment, and I think it's tantamount to the good work that the waste collectors in Ireland are doing, because we're still collecting recyclates. Whereas in UK, we're hearing stories, and in continental Europe, where a lot of the collectors are only collecting the waste bin and they're not collecting other bins. So there's actually, you know, a little bit of a shortage of paper at the moment in the rest of Europe. So I think that's leaving us a really good story from Europe, that we are collecting the recyclings, we're processing them here, and they're going to factories in Europe to be made back into packaging. Especially, there's a huge demand for, as you can imagine, food and medicine packaging at the moment, and we're supplying that.
Well, that's very good news indeed, and all the more to encourage us to recycle everything that is recyclable. Now, from the point of view of your operators, given that all our collections, and this is what is called Holy Week, and we know we've Good Friday looming, we also have a bank holiday, are there any changes in collections because of the holiday time that it is?
No, well, there will be the standard changes, you know, for bank holidays and for holidays. We will have slight changes in schedule, but that would be standard as every year, and people will be made aware either on our website or through our push notifications out to their telephones and that. So everyone will be aware. What we are asking on the bins, that people put the bin out the night before, and when they're putting it out, please disinfect the handle, and the same when you bring it back in, disinfect the handle and then wash your hands, of course. So that's what we're asking, just standard, very simple standard measures just to help not spread any disease.
If you have a broken bin, can you get a replacement bin at this time?
Yeah, we're operating our service as normal. So if you ring in, our call centres are working, and if you have a broken bin and it needs to be replaced, we're able to do that. Absolutely, every service is working as normal. I think, you know.
Okay, so the main message for householders is when they're putting out the bin, put it out the night before, disinfect the handles, the places where the your operators are going to be touching. I know that they wear their own protective gear and so on, but still, every little helps.
Absolutely. We think, you know, if everyone is practical and pragmatic about it, and, you know, disinfect where people are touching, and then, of course, wash your hands at the end. And the other thing, I think, you know, there are a lot of people at home. There are a lot of people with more time. And now's the time maybe to think. We're doing a lot of cleanups around the house and around the gardens and that. Just think about what we're recycling. And maybe it's a time maybe we can do even a better job, because if there is an increased amount of waste, there will be an increased amount of recycling. And if people think about more about it, we'll get the good quality recyclers out of the waste bin and into the recycle bin, especially when it's needed more than ever.
Okay, well, look, Des, thank you very much for joining us. Des Crinion is Managing Director of Panda's Recycling Division, and it's reassuring for us all to know that it is business as usual. Now,